Her Majesty, the wife of King Edward VII, thanked editor F.R. Widows for sending her the first edition of the Caro Works magazine, saying she was looking forward with much interest to perusing it. I'm sure she would have enjoyed reading about the life and times of the men and women at the world-famous Coleman Empire. Not so much a job, more a way of life. The magazine, first published in 1907, was a brilliant piece of work, which was read by one and all. It summed up so well why people were proud to work for J. and J. Coleman, where many spent their entire working life and more. Coleman's was their life. Let's have a look at the second edition in December, which included stories such as The Star of Bethlehem by Ethel Coleman, who later became the first Lady Lord Mayor of Norwich, and gives us a flavour of what the workers were up to. Welcome to 1907. Here are seven excerpts. Billy Bluelight, otherwise known as William Cullum, would stand by the Carrow entrance gates selling his penny cough lozenges in the winter when he wasn't racing boats in the summer. I have enjoyed several walks and talks with Billy and have always heard something of interest and instruct, wrote Tom. He is a general favourite with those of us who have discovered him, a good-natured, hard-working, honest, sensible and respectable member of society. The directors have appointed Mr. W. J. Wright, late bandmaster of the Royal Cardigan Artillery, as bandmaster at Carrow Works. It is proposed to form a juvenile branch, in addition to the present band, and also a male voice choir. The announcement that the chairman of the company had been created a baronet gratified us all. That Sir Jeremiah Coleman may long be spared to bear the title upon him by His Majesty King Edward VII is the sincere wish of all who are in any way connected with J.J. Coleman Limited. On October the 9th, a pleasant function took place in the Carrow Refreshment Rooms, the occasion being the presentation from staff to two of the oldest members of the Counting House on their release from active business duties. Robert Hadfield Caswell accepted from Mr. J. Stewart an inscribed gold watch and a gold pendant to mark his 48-year service from the staff and a silver inkstand on behalf of Mr. Coleman and Mr. Stewart. Then Mr. Coleman presented Mr. Henry Rosling with a gilt French clock ornamented with blue enamel and vases to match, a very beautiful work of art, to mark his 42 years of service, and Mr. Stewart presented him with an engraved silver inkstand. The recipients, in acknowledging these gifts, experienced considerable difficulty in hiding their emotions. It was said that Robert Caswell could now rest on his oars and allow his bark to glide quietly along the remaining portion of life's river. With the change of season after the bright sunshine and the outdoor sports, we've had to turn our attention to indoor amusements. We've opened the season when the Goat Lane Male Voice Choir, conducted by Mr. Barber, gave some very enjoyable part songs. Then there was a circular trip in the home county, illustrated by 100 limelight views and animated photographs. The month of October was a particularly unfortunate period, for all the matches played were lost. Then changes were made, and after that, Carrow beat Yarmouth 1-0, Beccles 7-0, and Cromer 3-0. Carrow ended up top of the league with Yarmouth at the bottom. In the Works League, Trouse won seniors, while Box took the junior title. There were four teams in each league. And that's just some of the clubs and social events, never mind the work. Today, Carrow Work is closed as the debate over its future continues.